This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. South Africa's legendary ruling African National Congress remains at the country's helm, but its grip on power has been weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections. Glenn Mashinini of the South African Electoral Commission said Saturday the ANC had captured 57.5% of the vote.
The majority party in the National Assembly of South Africa will be the African National Congress with 230 seats.
The opposition Democratic Alliance also slipped in the polls, winning almost 21% of the ballot, but in 2014 it took more than 22% of the votes. The far-left Economic Freedom Fighters in its second national election earned slightly more than 10% of the vote. That's more than the EFF received in 2014. In recent years, corruption scandals and the sluggish economy have tainted the ANC's image and have led some voters to defect. The new government will be formed later this month. Officials in Pakistan say a group of several terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the China-operated Arabian Sea port of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military said its security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor, and all guests were safely evacuated in the process. The Zabur Pearl Continental Hotel is located on a hilltop overlooking the deepwater massive port. It's currently the only such facility available in the southwestern port city and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. A separatist group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Army has taken responsibility for the attack. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido told his supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the United States to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down. He spoke one day after a Venezuelan court Friday ordered Edgar Zambrano, the vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. Zambrano and nine other opposition leaders are under investigation in connection with a failed military insurrection. The U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called for Zambrano's immediate release, saying his arrest is an attack on the independence of the nation's democratically elected legislative branch. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. We get more from Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday he intends to accelerate planning to secure the U.S.-Mexico border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's continuous help. In a visit to the McAllen Border Patrol Station in Texas, Shanahan offered assurances the Defense Department would not withdraw its support prematurely.
The reason we come down here is to hear about the things that need to get fixed, and it's not that we're going to fix every one of them. But we've got to put some lubrication in the system and get people to understand it's their responsibility to start to take some of these ideas and change what we're doing.
Shanahan told Congress this past week there are 4,364 military troops on the border. They are erecting barriers, providing logistics and transportation service and other activities in support of the Customs and Border Protection Division. But by law, the troops cannot perform law enforcement duties. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.